Listen up, team. Nutrition is the critical fourth discipline of triathlon. It's often the exact factor that determines whether you finish strong or hit the wall. Unlike your swim, bike, and run, which rely on muscle and mechanics, your fuel strategy demands deliberate planning, deep personalization, and consistent practice. Here's the core thesis. Your fueling strategy must be scientifically grounded, tailored to your unique physiology, and rigorously tested in training to guarantee race day success. You have to treat nutrition as a trainable skill, absolutely equal in importance to your stroke technique and aerobic conditioning, if you want to reach peak performance. Let's break down training versus race day fueling. Your daily training nutrition supports recovery, adaptation, and overall health. But race day fueling, that is strictly performance-driven. Your carbohydrate intake must scale directly with your training volume. We're looking at 5 grams per kilogram of body weight for a single hour of daily training, ramping up to 8 to 12 grams per kilogram during those intense training blocks. Keep your protein requirements steady between 1.2 and 2.0 grams per kilogram daily, while your fat intake remains stable at 1 to 1.5 grams per kilogram. Now, the golden rule of race day nutrition is absolute. Never, ever introduce new foods, new drinks, or new timing strategies on competition day. Your training sessions are the laboratory. That is where you determine your optimal intake levels and test your digestive tolerance. Moving into discipline-specific fueling strategies. Each leg of a triathlon demands a completely distinct approach. The swim offers zero opportunity to eat, so your pre-swim fueling is absolutely key. Grab a light carbohydrate source, 30 to 45 grams, consumed 30 to 45 minutes before an early morning swim to prevent that sluggish feeling. Then, follow it up with a carb-protein breakfast post-swim to replenish glycogen. Once you transition to the bike leg, you've hit your primary fueling window. Target 60 to 90 grams of carbohydrates per hour. Use products with multiple carbohydrate sources, specifically glucose and fructose in a 2-to-1 ratio, to maximize intestinal absorption. Front-loading your nutrition during the first few hours of longer races is highly effective. The bike segment allows you to handle solid foods and liquids with minimal digestive distress. But when you hit the run, your digestive system takes a significant hit from mechanical impact, accumulated fatigue, and dehydration. Simplify your fueling to easily digestible options like gels, sports drinks, or even cola. Target around 50 grams of carbohydrates per hour. Keep your hydration during the run steady at roughly 300 to 400 milliliters per hour. And listen closely. If gastrointestinal distress occurs, briefly slowing down or walking can help reset your digestion. That pause will ultimately improve your overall race time by preventing severe stomach issues. Now, let's talk hydration and electrolyte management. Fluid and electrolyte balance is highly individual. Your sweat rates vary dramatically, ranging from 0.3 to 2.4 liters per hour. Calculate your personal sweat rate by weighing yourself before and after a 60 to 120-minute session at race intensity, making sure to account for every sip of fluid consumed. During exercise, aim to replace only 60 to 70% of those fluid losses. This is critical to avoid hyponatremia, a dangerous condition where your sodium levels become dangerously diluted. Your sodium intake should generally sit between 300 and 600 milligrams per hour, though heavy sweaters may need 800 to 1,200 milligrams or more. Remember, environmental conditions drastically alter your hydration needs. Hot weather demands aggressive fluid intake and electrolyte replacement. Cold weather, on the other hand, blunts your thirst response and increases urine output. In cold conditions, you must follow a strict drinking schedule rather than relying on thirst cues, and you may need to increase the sodium concentration in your fluids. Let's lock in race day planning and gut training. Your pre-race nutrition should consist of 400 to 600 calories of easily digestible carbohydrates, consumed 2 to 3 hours before the start. Stick to low-fiber, low-fat options like oatmeal, white rice, or pita bread to prevent gastrointestinal distress. The most impactful meal is actually your breakfast the day before the race. That gives you a full 24-hour window for nutrient absorption and glycogen storage. Crucially, your digestive system must be trained like any other muscle. Gut training should begin 6 to 10 weeks before your target race. Start with a comfortable carbohydrate intake, such as 30 grams per hour, and gradually increase by 10 grams weekly until you hit your race day targets. Your monthly training sessions should simulate race conditions, testing exact products, timing, and environmental stressors. Document your responses to these tests. That data allows for precise adjustments. Research shows that athletes who systematically practice their nutrition strategy face half the risk of race day gastrointestinal distress compared to those who do not. Here are your critical takeaways. First, treat nutrition as a trainable skill equal in importance to your stroke, pedal stroke, and running form. Second, scale your carbohydrate intake to match daily training volume and race distance, adjusting protein and fat accordingly. Third, maximize fueling on the bike at 60 to 90 grams of carbohydrates per hour, then simplify intake on the run to approximately 50 grams per hour. Fourth, calculate your personal sweat rate and replace only 60 to 70% of fluid losses with sodium-enriched fluids to prevent hyponatremia. Fifth, begin gut training 6 to 10 weeks pre-race, progressively increasing carbohydrate tolerance through consistent practice. Sixth, conduct regular race simulations to test fueling strategies, product forms, and timing under realistic conditions. And finally, never experiment with new nutrition on race day. Consistency, documentation, and personalization are paramount. Mastering triathlon nutrition transforms it from a potential race day liability into a decisive performance advantage. By aligning your fueling strategies with physiological demands, practicing consistently, and adapting to your individual needs, you will sustain energy, prevent digestive failure, and unlock your full potential across all three disciplines. Now go train smart.